One of our two major parties is about to nominate a woman for president. The second woman prime minister has just taken office at 10 Downing Street. Where are the women in the room? Our film critic Harlan Jacobson says you can find them here and there in the movies.
It seemed like a good idea to make an au courant all-women sequel to the 1984 Ghostbusters. That one, starring the SNL boys Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis, and Ernie Hudson. The 2016 sequel gangs up bridesmaid stars Melissa McCarthy and Kristen Wiig, and SNL's topliners Kate McKinnon and Leslie Jones. It was one of the projects left behind by Sony production chief Amy Pascal, in the wake of the Chinese hack scandal that revealed studio business and Pascal's penchant for trash-talking emails with half the planet. An all-woman Ghostbusters, nonetheless, was a great cultural insight. Only it's a meandering $150 million misfire. Director Paul Feig, who made Bridesmaids, and co-screenwriter Kate DePold, who worked with Feig on Spy and The Heat as a team, wrote this Ghostbusters about women whom nobody takes seriously when they report and even neutralize danger. Isn't that the text of the election cycle? Here's boy candy Chris Hemsworth sending the women on their first call.
There's a goat on the loose.
I'm going to load up the car.
Okay.
Look at that beauty!
What did you do to my uncle's hearse?
I fixed it.
Man, this is so inappropriate for this vehicle.
Oh, we have fun.
Woo!
Let's go.
When the girl shtick isn't as energizing as the soundtrack, you got a problem. The marketing gambit here has been to position not liking the film as proof of male sexist resistance. Guys just don't want their Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd Ghostbusters messed around with. Best of the lot here, however, is Kate McKinnon, who steals the show as the mad weapons inventor, with Kristen Wiig doing her usually appealing wide-eyed thing, Leslie Jones, who everywhere else is fierce enough to scare ghosts straight back to hell, but here seems tranquilized, and Melissa McCarthy, where there's always a whole lot of shaking going on, but nothing's moving. Who are you going to call? I'm going to call Hillary, though she's been pretty darn busy robocalling me. Better to take the pulse of the Brexit twins from Absolutely Fabulous, the movie, based on the 1990s TV show about two zany women in the London fashion world, Idina Monsoon and Patsy Stone, played by Jennifer Saunders and Joanna Lumley, who are now crazy old crones hanging on by their claws. Ab Fab the Movie, directed by TV director Mandy Fletcher and written by Saunders, is also a mess, but that was always the point of the characters, messes who got the essentials right and lacerated the British silly. The movie looks like what Britain fears it will look like 10 years after Brexit. Idina Monsoon's credit cards are broken, as she says. She's peddling a memoir that reads blah, 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 blah for hundreds of pages, and she's reduced to two nobody clients for her services as a PR rep of yesteryear. At least Idina and Patsy have each other.
I've had stem cells in the blood of a 2-year-old child injected into my skin, and my face still looks like this.
You need to be using fetus blood, Eddie. Little spritz of afterbirth, darling.
Yeah.
Keep up, sweetie.
Keep up.
Oh,
I want to go in there, but I have to go past that big mirror. I think I am now officially fatter sideways than I am front on, darling.
Darling, you don't need those. I am your mirror.
How do I look?
Fabulous. Thank you.
Eddie, as she's called, only hope is to sign ex-supermodel Kate Moss at a party. But instead, she, or maybe her arch-rival Claudia Bing, played by Celia Imrie, push Moss off the rooftop into the Thames. Eddie and Patsy have killed Kate Moss, it seems. That's the definition of fashion biz criminals. So they hightail it out of town and hide out in Cannes on the French Riviera. That's it for the plot here. But this is a mosh pit of ab-fab characters and cameos. John Hamm, Joan Collins, Jean-Paul Gaultier, Perez Hilton, and Moss herself, plus a slew of zingers you have to listen for. Brigitte Bardot started out just down the road in Saint-Tropez in nappies. Likely back in them now is a throwaway line on the soundtrack. That's the fun, listening as the dervishes Idina and Patsy make a hash out of London, Cannes, and conventional filmmaking. And with Lumley now saying that she always played Patsy as a transgender, well, you couldn't get more of a happy cultural train wreck than Absolutely Fabulous. In 2 weeks, Equity, a Sundance film with Breaking Bad's Anna Gunn, opens. It's about women acting badly on Wall Street. So here's your takeaway. Who are you going to call? Idina and Patsy for fun, that's who. And I'm Harlan Jacobson.